Welcome back to Intentional with Morel. We're going to look at Revelation 2 today, verses 12 through 29, coming from the NIV, going verse by verse. Last Bible study was about the church in Ephesus and Smyrna, but today's Bible study, we're going to cover the church in Pergamum and Thyatira. So let's jump in it. Let's get into it. So we're going to begin at verse 12. This is chapter 2, and verse 12 is talking about the Pergamum church. So we're gonna talk about that church first. So let's read. Verse 12 says, "To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword." Verse 13 says, "I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me. Not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives." So the word of the Lord said, the Pergamum church, you remain true to my name. You did not renounce. And the word renounce means to give up, abandon, or resign, usually by public declaration. So the word of the Lord said, you guys didn't renounce. You didn't give up on me. You didn't give up on the faith. So you kept my name. You remained true to my name, even though Satan has his throne there in Pergamum, as to say. Verse 14 says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you." This is what the Lord said. "I have a few things against you, the Pergamum church. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality." So the word of the Lord is saying about the Pergamum church, there are some among you, the word has said, there are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam. So some of them are holding to the teacher Balaam, who taught Balak to entice sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. So these are the things that they did, the sinful things that they did in Pergamum church. In the church that was in Pergamum, man. Now I want to break down the word immorality before we say committed sexual immorality, because the word immorality just means it's an evil, sinful, or otherwise wrong behavior. It's something that you would say is often called as wickedness when you say immorality. So this is one of the things that they did. Now you can just look at immorality alone, not adding that they also did, they committed sexual immorality, but just alone, immorality is evil anyway. Amen. It's already sinful. It's wrong behavior. It's wickedness. Amen. But they also, the Bible said, they committed sexual immorality. Now, sexual immorality, you can go, you can say, you can do your research, and sexual immorality can be as someone that's going outside their marriage, which I'm talking about a biblical marriage, and a biblical marriage is a male and female only. Also, sexual immorality could be homosexuality too. And also, sex before marriage is sexual immorality. I know some of you guys don't believe that, but yes, sex before marriage is sexual immorality. And that's more things that I could add to, but I want to give you just the basic. But I would encourage you to go and look up sexual immorality. Go and define the Bible meaning of sexual immorality. Amen. Let's go to verse 15. And it says, "Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of Nicolaitan." So the word of the Lord said, "Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of Nicolaitan." Now, we talked about Nicolaitan on the last Bible study. So the Nicolaitan, you will say, this was a Christian group, and you'll call it the Nicolaitan. And it was an early Christian group mentioned twice in the book of Revelation. of the New Testament, they was considered heretical by the mainstream early Christian church. Now, the word heretical just means believing or practicing religious heresy, holding an option at odds with what is generally accepted. Also, heretical, their opinion was opposite to the Christian doctrine, even though it was opposite. They was always going against the Christian doctrine. So this was what the word of the Lord is saying, that you also hold to the teaching of Nicolaitans, which is Nicolaitanism, which they was doing heresy, talking about the church in Pergamum. Amen. Verse 6 says this, it said repent, which repent word means return. So return therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Verse 17, then we're going to go to verse 18 and learn about Thyatira church. Verse 17 said, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of them, some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. Amen. So that, now let's talk about the church in Thyatira. And this is going to begin at verse 18. Really, I can just go to verse 19, but we're going to begin at verse 18. And it says, to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire. We talked about this. We talked about this in the last Bible study. So I'm not going to really cover too much about that. So I would encourage you to go listen to the last Bible study. And it says, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. Verse 19 says, I know your deeds. I know your action. Amen. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service. The Lord said, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Now we're talking about the church in Thyatira. And the word of the Lord is saying, I know your deeds. I know your action. I know your love and faith for me. I know your service, your serving and your perseverance through things. And now that you're doing more than you did at first. But verse 20 said, nevertheless, now let's look at what the Lord is saying, what is wrong with the church in Thyatira. Now he knows about their action, their love and faith, and their serving. Now you might know some churches like this and people that they serve and they do all these things. They got love for the faith. But nevertheless, then verse 20 says, nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality. We're talking about that again. Sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. So the church in Pergamum that we just learned about had the same problem. And now the church in Thyatira has the same problem. Now they're tolerating that woman Jezebel. Now the word tolerate just means accept or endure something. So they are accepting the Jezebel teaching. They're accepting the false teaching of Jezebel. And she has the nerves to call herself a prophet. Amen. By her teaching, this is the scripture says, by her teaching, she misleads my servants. That means she's misleading God's servant into sexual immorality. Now there are some churches in today's time are misleading people into these things. They're telling people it's okay, it's all right, you can do this, you can do that, just ask the Lord to forgive you and you'll be all right. But they're misleading God's servant into all kind of immorality. The word immorality, as I said, is evil, sinful, otherwise wrong behavior. also known as wickedness. Amen. So let's go to verse 21. Let's go to verse 21. I was going to give you, I'll just go ahead. I just want to give you the definition of prophet. And the definition of prophet, the Greek word for prophet would be spokesman. Another definition of prophet is someone who speaks on behalf of God. So this person is pretending that she speaks on behalf of God. She's misleading God's servants, or supposed to be God's servants. Amen. Let's look at verse 21. It says, I have given her time. The Bible says, I have given her time to repent of her what? Of her immorality. I hope you guys are following along. I hope you guys are following along. And verse 21 says, I have given her time. Who is the scripture talking about? I assume it must be talking about Jezebel. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. The scripture said, but she is unwilling. She is unwilling to repent. She does not want to repent. She wants to stay evil, sinful, wrong behavior, also known as wickedness. This is what she wants to stay as. Verse 22 said, I would cast her on a bed of suffering, and I would make those who committed adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. Now they have a chance to repent now. But if they don't, they will suffer too. Amen. Verse 23 says this. I'm just going to read it. Listen to it clearly what it says. It gets straight to the point. It says, I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds. I will repay each of you according to your deeds. You can say the word deeds is action. I will repay each of you according to your action. Let's just go to verse 24. I read it, verse 23. I hope you got it. What it said. I pray that you got what it said. But I'm going to go to verse 24. It says, now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching. Talking to the church in Thyatira. To you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Except, verse 25 says, except to hold on to what you have until I come. Amen. Hold on to what you have until I come. Amen. I encourage you just to read the rest of the scriptures. It's just verses 26 through 29. But I want to give you just a small recap on the two churches that we covered today. The first church we talked about was Pergamum, and their problem was they was true to God's name, and they did not give up on God's name and everything, but they was following a teaching of Balaam, and also the teaching of Nicolaitans, which the Balaam was talking about the food sacrifice. They ate the food sacrifice to idols, and they committed sexual immorality. And also the Nicolaitan was kind of like a heresy group, was a heretical kind of group that, you know, went against the Christian doctrine, you know. And then we talked about the Thyatira church, the church in Thyatira, which they was accepting the Jezebel teaching. That called herself the prophet, but she was misleading them to sexual immorality and also eating of food sacrificed to idols. So these are the two things that we learn about these churches in Pergamum and Thyatira. Now, Thyatira, they had a love. They had a love for faith and service, and they went through some perseverance. But there was some that they had problem was they was following, they was accepting the Jezebel teaching that called herself a prophet, and she was misleading them to sexual immorality and idols and eating of food sacrificed to idols. So these are the two things that we learned about these churches on this book. Please stick around. We might cover the next, we got what, three more churches to cover in the book of Revelation. So please stick around. So as we cover the seven churches that was talked about in Revelation. So yeah, that's all I got, you guys. See you at the next Bible study. Remember, be intentional, live intentional, and stay intentional. Go and be the church. God bless.